Hello, Audio Booland. It is Sunday the... Sunday the 14th of December at 11 minutes after 9 in the evening. What?
So that you could have more time with the email.
What?
It doesn't matter. The email for Audio Boo.
Oh, right. Okay. I wouldn't expect to hear anything until tomorrow. Right. Well, I am doing a boo because I wanted to bring you up to date with what's going on with me. And basically what's going on with me is that I could soon be out of a job. I work for an American company that I've not been making too much noise about while I've been working for them because the work that they do is related to the security field, and I didn't want to make myself a target by doing that. I haven't been saying who I've been working for, but I'll probably start doing that because, you know, particularly if I don't have the job much longer. I've been working for them since August 2012, and on all that time I've been a contractor, and I've been trying to maneuver my employment status so that I could be an employee rather than a contractor. And there were some moves made earlier this year in towards that direction, but there were some legal and administrative hurdles to overcome, and it hadn't happened. And my contract is up for renewal the 15th of January, and after making inquiries about renewal, because you have to do these things, particularly given that Christmas and New Year are between now and then, so you lose a couple of weeks there. I thought, you know, now's about as long, you know, as close as I should leave it. And so I made some inquiries, and the answer came back that my contract would not be renewed. Now, I've put out some feelers. I rang the CEO and spoke to him, and he said I will need to speak to the CTO, Chief Technical Officer, about this, but you should speak with him too. So I did. So I've spoken to both of them. I spoke to them both on Wednesday. And I knew they had board meetings on Wednesday, so I wasn't expecting anything to happen till at least Thursday. I didn't hear anything back. Hadn't heard anything back by yesterday. I haven't checked my work mail today. If there's nothing to see by tomorrow morning, then I'll drop them both a friendly little reminder saying, is there anything I can do to help speed this along a bit or anything? Or has there been any progress or anything like that? So, yeah, I'm trying to save my job or at least save my, you know, if I can't get save that particular job, but try to get another job within the company if I can, because as my blind listeners will know, getting a job is difficult and getting past the gatekeepers is usually the hardest bit. So if you're already working for a company and you can get re-employed within the company, it's a lot easier because you don't have to prove your worth as much, because apart from the fact that there are people in the company who can vouch for you anyway, the whole blindness thing, you know, is something that you've already dealt with. So I'm trying to do that, but to be honest, I'm not all that hopeful. There have been much less deserving people who've been let go, much more high-profile, more important people in the company let go in the past couple of months than I. And if they couldn't save their own jobs, then I don't know how I can. The only advantage that I have over some of them is that I had some time, you know, because my contract is not due up until the middle of January, and so I have a little bit of time to try and do something about it. But again, as Christmas is coming. This coming week is the last full week of the year, full work week of the year. So this is the week that needs to be resolved, really, one way or the other. Otherwise, we're getting into the new year then, and then it's getting rather close. Still, I'm not going to push it. If they tell me, look, you know, we can work on it and see if we can do something about it, then I'll let them try. But I'm going to assume that it's going to not work out, because to do otherwise is to just wait around, and if I wait around and it comes back in the negative anyway, then I'll have wasted time. So I'm getting myself organised on LinkedIn. I've had an account for some time, but I've not actually done much with it. And so I'm getting myself organized, partly because, you know, everyone seems to be on it nowadays, and also partly because I know a number of my work colleagues are on it, and some of them are looking to, you know, either have recently gone or may be going soon. And certainly I, you know, if I am gone, would like to at least maintain ties with some of those people in case it could lead to some other work in the future. So, you know, and it looks like a really good place. It's got job postings and things where I wouldn't otherwise necessarily see them, and they try and match you up with the kinds of jobs that you can do, and you can list your skills and all that kind of stuff on there, which I haven't done yet. I'm going to, and produce resumes and all that kind of stuff. It seems like a no-brainer. It looks like there's really no reason not to be on there. So I've linked up with all my work colleagues that I can find, and you know, if I do end up having to be let go and people feel bad about it, then hopefully they may help out if it comes to getting a job. So anyway, so yeah, I've got a job to the middle of January, and I have a clause in my contract that says if they let me go, they need to pay me another month after that. So I have money through to the middle of February, but that's it then. So I have to try and find a job in the interim. I'm hoping, really hoping, to get some more remote work so that we can keep our plans the way we have them. The kind of work that I've been doing, the systems administration work, is, by its nature, usually done kind of remotely anyway. So I'm hoping that people will be open to that kind of work. You know, because I mean, the company I'm working for, the servers and stuff, they're all in data centers in Canada and Switzerland and such. So I've seen a few of the machines in person that I've had to administer in the company office, but that's about it. I haven't seen any of the others. Hello, Rosie. Anyway, it's all been a bit depressing. Yes, hello. It's all been a bit depressing. I'm a bit scared at the prospect of me not having a job because we've, as people will know, we've made all these plans. And they were rather contingent on me continuing to be employed. Now, just because I don't have a job anymore, assuming that I don't manage to get to hang on to this one and don't manage to secure another one, wouldn't necessarily spill the death knell to our plans, but we would have to take a good hard look at them. I think the big ticket items can be taken care of. It's really the ongoing stuff, which, if that's the issue, then maybe it gives me a bit more time to try and find a job. I wouldn't mind if I have some available time during this travel that we have planned, because then I can actually spend some time enjoying that travel, or more of that time enjoying that travel. But at the end of the day, something's got to pay for it. So anyway, it's all a bit depressing. If anyone knows of any Linux systems administration jobs going where you can work remotely, then I would be very interested to know. Feel free to get back to me. And if you want to link up with me on LinkedIn, then feel free to do so. All right. I will speak again soon, hopefully. Bye.